You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to a Monday following the Auburn, New Mexico game.
Ouch.
Just a Monday following the Auburn, New Mexico game.
It's a great day. It's a good Monday.
It's a good day otherwise.
You were just sulking just a little bit, just a second ago.
Oh, I'm sulking as much as I was just crestfallen. Just beleaguered. Just trying to figure out life.
Were they just thinking about this week?
I have no idea what they were thinking about. Apparently, they weren't thinking about football.
Nothing.
Let's don't start the show off like this. What am I doing? Hey, Boomer, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good. I'm glad.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
There we are. Okay. All right. Hey, listen, we do have a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today, our friend Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, law enforcement officer, actually ran for sheriff of Jefferson County. He's going to be on the show in conjunction with a dipper we're going to do on the U.S. military. So, yeah, 3 p.m., Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL. He'll be on the air with us, and you're going to want to hear it. And then I got a triple dipper just full of stuff. So hit it, man.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, right out the gate, the military buyback. You know, it appears that what's happening now is that the military wants to buy back all the people that it got rid of during COVID. We're talking tens of thousands. And they now got a letter saying, hey, if you come back, we'll forgive you, and it'll all be good. Well, you know what? Once you're an ex, you may not ever come back. We'll see. But right now, it's a weird situation. We're going to talk about that with Jared Hudson, and I'll give you some stats and some things to think about. And what does it mean, and how does it fit into the big picture with Army recruiting and everything else? So, yeah, number one, triple dipper, military buyback. Stay tuned for that one. Number two, head on a swivel. And this is going to be a conversation that's both foreign and domestic, all right? Keep your head on a swivel because there's some flashpoints around the world. You know, sometimes we do this where we have to look at things that are happening and interpolate as to what they might actually mean for us in the long term. Well, there's some stuff happening on the world stage right now. There's even things happening in our domestic environment that you have to consider as reasons to keep your head on a swivel. And we'll talk about all of those and more as number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I'm calling it fighting words. Because they're fighting over words. It's pretty amazing right now the number of First Amendment issues that are brewing or going to court or that are being dealt with in a civil jurisprudence environment. And folks, I'm just telling you, the First Amendment is under fire. And these are fighting words, but I'm saying it not in terms that they cause you to fight so much as they are words that we are fighting over. And so that's number three on the Triple Dipper. Fighting words. Stay tuned for that. All right, let me move over to my comments and just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers our entire listening area in a variety of different locations. But Southern Immediate Care is a chain that's open 7 days a week. And by the way, I know the owner of this chain, and he is a Right Side ruffian, let me just tell you. Southern Immediate Care. 7 days a week, multiple locations. Look them up online. Find the one nearest to you and understand this. This is who I use, and I highly recommend them. And they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it. All right, well, let me just tell you. I wasn't here Friday because I had to make a trip. Spent some time going up and down the interstate. So, yeah, I made my road trip up I-65. And as I approached the northern edge of Alabama, I decided to make a pit stop for gas and coffee. Boomer already knows where I'm going. And then on the horizon, in the darkness, I saw the lights of what appeared to be a small city. At least, you know, it seemed like it. I mean, so much light, the stars began to fade from the night sky. What town is that, I wondered. Then I saw it. standing high above the interstate, shining with a smile so bright it almost hurts your eyes. Bucky's. That's right, it was Bucky's. Like a siren song, it drew me in with promises of clean bathrooms and beaver nuggets. And I mean, holy cow. Y'all, there's 120 gas pumps at that Bucky's, and nearly all of them were occupied. I mean, how big is the underground tank in that place? So I pumped gas and then decided I'd get a car wash. I mean, like a real one that had, like, human beings serving as attendants and everything. And, well, you know I was going inside, so I drove my clean truck with a full tank of gas over to the one of the 500 available parking spots, and I walked into the brightly lit building, looking like it was bigger than an average Walmart. And once in the door, there were shouts of greeting from smiling staff who actually looked like they enjoy their jobs. And there were people singing songs while they made barbecue sandwiches and carved up homemade fudge. And there was a giant red beaver walking around getting pictures made with whole families who treated them like Mickey Mouse. I mean, y'all, there were almost as many urinals in the men's room as there were gas pumps outside. No fooling. And then I began to wander among the shelves and wonder to myself, how is it that in one place, on the side of the road, I can buy pickled quail eggs, honey roasted pecans, children's clothing, four kinds of fresh barbecue, fill up my tank with gas, and still buy a scented candle? All in one place. All at one time. Well, y'all, that place, that Bucky's, it's not a rest stop. It's a destination. It is not a gas station. It's an experience. Comparing Bucky's to a gas station is like comparing a backyard swing set to Disneyland. So there I was. No longer focused on my travels, I aimlessly explored the excesses of the ninth wonder of the world known as Bucky's. And I pondered the epic nature of this place that is, in a real sense, a visual reminder of the greatness and the full-on blessing of America. It is, really. I mean, all kidding aside, I would theorize that if you want to know how blessed America is, how large America is, how capable America is, then just do a case study on Bucky's. I mean, the only thing missing is a standing army of beaver-loyal soldiers, but I'm sure that's coming. But America, y'all, America truly is a blessed nation. Sometimes I think we forget how much we have. I mean, we likely throw away more than some nations produce. In America, it's the norm to have electricity and running water and cable TV. We talk of internet service being a fundamental need for our society, and the youngest of our children often have their own smartphones and social media accounts. In America, if you flip a switch on the wall, you can expect light. If you turn the tap on, you can expect either hot or cold water that is also clean to drink. When you drive, you can expect paved roads, and we are known to fuss when they have potholes. And we get mad, and rightfully so, when our elections don't appear to have enough integrity. And yet everything I just described is virtually unheard of in some parts of the world, and at the very least, is only marginally the same in others. Some years ago, my military unit hosted two soldiers from one of the emerging Central European nations. And they were good troops. They were glad to take part in the training with us. But in their off time, they wanted to see the sights, and we made sure they had a liaison who could get them to and fro. So I was in the chow hall one day, and I asked the guy who was escorting them around what they were doing in their spare time. He said, "Hey, sir, every time they get off an hour, they ask me if they can take them back to that Walmart again. They're just blown away." And why would they not be, I guess? I mean, most countries in the world shop at small bazaars and street-side kiosks. One Walmart has enough of everything to feed, clothe, entertain, support, equip, and arm some small countries. Did you know that in 2023 alone, the Walmart Corporation generated over $611 billion in revenue? $611 billion. I did some checking. There is not a single country on the whole African continent, and the same for most of Europe, with an annual gross domestic product that even comes close to the same level as Walmart. That's really amazing when you stop to think about it. It's the power of the dream that is America. A dream that most of the world still shares about us. I mean, regardless of what you see and hear on the news, you need to know that the vast majority of the world still knows us to be the shining city on a hill. A place where opportunity exists and things actually work and stores can sell their goods. But I'll be honest with you, I believe that we're in danger of seeing that dream tarnished. I don't believe it'll go away, not anytime soon, but it can certainly be eroded. Our laws have to continue to mean something and be applied evenly across the board. Our politics must be truly representative. Our elections must be trustworthy. Our supply chain must remain unbroken. Our infrastructure must be maintained. Our borders must be secure. Our energy must be affordable and actually readily available. And our military, it must be the strongest. And most importantly, I would say, our liberties must be maintained. I mean, all of that and Bucky's too. It's no wonder the world wants to come to America. I may despise the whole concept of open borders and illegal immigration, but I also get it. The grass is always greener on our side of the fence, and that's the truth. I've told you before, but it bears noting again, that my time in Afghanistan had me immersed in and among the Afghan people. There were times when it was a clash of cultures. My trash became Afghan treasure. The only electricity was at the American's house. My Afghan guard force ate better than most households. And the technology we took for granted was a subject of great curiosity for many Afghans. There were times, I swear, it was times like it was the Jetsons meets the Flintstones. But I'll never forget, ever, the Afghan carpenter who saw my electric saw. He had never seen anything like it, and it blew him away, and yet it was something that I did not even think twice about. He looked at that power saw, knowing what it would do to his carpentry business if he could have just one, and he told me through my interpreter, in America, you have all the possibilities. Yes, we actually do. We have all the possibilities, and one trip to Bucky's will remind you of that. It's a giant slice of America with gas pumps and beaver nuggets. So don't forget what we have. It's a good one. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, Bucky's. I'm saying, it'll exhaust you. But it's amazing. And I really did, as I walked around, I almost took pictures of certain things. I kept thinking to myself, this place is just a big old slice of America. People in other countries don't even understand it. But you know what? It really is. It's a clear indication of what kind of nation we actually live in and how much the opportunity and sometimes excess there really is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.